M91 recording length 18 minutes and 59 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 91 Spiral Galaxy M91, NGC 4548, type SBB. Incoma Baranis's M91.jpg, right ascension 12, 35.4, H colon M, declination plus 14, 30, Deg colon M, distance 60,000, Cli, visual brightness 10.2, Mag, apparent dimension 5.4x4.4, Arc Min, discovered most probably by Charles Messier in 1781, independently rediscovered by William Herschel in the on April 8, 1784, Messier 91, Million 91, NGC 4548, is the faintest object in Messier's catalog. It is a nice barred spiral galaxy, and a member of the Virgo cluster. Like a number of other cluster members, it is situated in the southern part of constellation Coma Berenices. On March 18, 1781, Charles Messier discovered the unusually large number of eight nebulous objects, all in the region of today's border of the constellations Virgo and Coma Berenices, i.e. Virgo cluster galaxies, plus one additional object, globular cluster M92 in Hercules. The last of these eight objects was catalogued by him as M91, but his position was erroneous. Thus, for a long time, M91 was a missing Messier object, as Messier had determined its position from M89 while he thought it was from M58, as the Texas amateur William C. Williams of Fort Worth has figured out in 1969. Williams 1969. Thus, the identity of M91 with NGC 4548, which had been catalogued HII.120 by William Herschel on April 8, 1784, was finally uncovered. Previous opinions have been that M91 had either been a comet which the great comet hunter Messier mistook for a nebula, and Owen Gingerich had suspected that it had been a duplicate observation of M58. William Herschel had not found M91 at Messier's erroneous position and suspected that it might have been NGC 4571. His HII.602, a beautiful but faint 11.3 mag barred spiral, NGC 4571, came into discussion in summer 1994 when a group of astronomers at the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope, CFHT, used observations of three sextants in this galaxy for a determination of the Hubble constant. The barred spiral galaxy M91 is an appealing member of the Virgo cluster of galaxies. It is of type SBB and its bar is very conspicuous, lying at position angle 65-245 degrees, as measured from the north direction to the east, as its recession velocity is only about 400 km/sec. It has a considerable peculiar velocity toward us through the Virgo cluster, about 700 km/sec, as the cluster's recession velocity is about 1100 km/sec. The membership of Messier 91 in the Virgo cluster of galaxies was confirmed by a recent measurement of its distance as 52+/6 million light years by detecting sextheed variables. These measurements were done by the Hubble Space Telescope H0 Key Project team, paper XX, 1997. This coincides well with the value for other Virgo galaxies, including M100. The difference of their to our value is mainly due to another distance of the Large Magellanic Cloud assumed by them. The Hipparchos correction would increase their distance to about 58 li. For the moderately equipped amateur, M91 is one of the most difficult Messier objects. Suggestions of this bar may be seen at medium power even in smaller telescopes, if the viewing conditions are good enough to see the galaxy at all. Photos show the bar more clearly, and show the spiral arms emanating from the ends of the bar. Messier had described M91 as nebula without stars, fainter than M90. John Herschel described it as bright, large, little elongated, little brighter in the middle in his general catalog, while in his earlier observations, he describes its shape once as pretty much elongated, and twice as round. This is probably because of different viewing conditions. Under poor conditions, only the bright elongated bar region of this galaxy shows up, while under good conditions the spiral arms show up and exhibit an almost round to slightly elongated shape. This effect can be reproduced to some degree with amateur instruments. Messier 91 observations and descriptions discovered most probably by Charles Messier on March 18, 1781, independently rediscovered by William Herschel in the on April 8, 1784. Messier, M91, March 18, 1781 91 12 H 26 meters 28s, 186 D 37 meters 00s, plus 14 D 57, 06, nebula without star, in Virgo, above the preceding number 90, its light is still fainter than that of the above. At the position Messier has given, no object is present which he could have seen. Thus M91 was missing until 1969, when William C. Williams discovered that Messier had probably measured its position from M89, while he thought he used M58, and plotted it wrong. Following the entry for M91 in the Connaissance des Temps for 1784, Messier added the note below. Note: the constellation of Virgo, and especially the northern wing, is one of the constellations which encloses the most nebulae. This catalogue contains 13 which have been determined, viz. Nos 49, 58, 59, 60, 61, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, and 91. All these nebulae appear to be without stars. One can see them only in a very good sky, and near their meridian passage. Most of these nebulae have been pointed to me by M. Gain. This notion is apparently the first impact of the Virgo cluster of galaxies into the scientific literature, i.e. the discovery of that galaxy cluster. William Herschel, HII.120, II.120, April 8, 1784, LR, large, round, JH as M91 candidate, HII.602, NGC 4571, HII.602, January 14, 1787, VFCLVGBM, SCBST, very faint, considerably large, very gradually brighter toward the middle, south of it is a considerably bright star, 1811, PT volume 1811, P226-336, here P290-291, 12, of the remarkable situation of nebulae. The number of compound nebulae that have been noticed in the foregoing three articles on multiple nebulae, being so considerable, it will follow that if they owe their origin to the breaking up of some former extensive nebulosities of the same nature with those which have been June to exist at present, we might expect that the number of separate nebulae should far exceed the former, and that moreover these scattered nebulae should be found not only in great abundance, but also in proximity or continuity of each other, according to the different extents and situations of the former diffusions of such nebulous matter. Now this is exactly what by observation, we find to be the state of the heavens. In the following seven assortments we have not less than 424 nebulae, asterisk, seventh assortment, 10 large nebulae, including HII.120 equals M91, John Herschel, 1833, H1345, H1345 equals HII.120, Sweep 419, April 23, 1832, Raw 12 H 26 meters 51.8s, NPD 74 D 33, 45, 1830.0, Right Ascension and North Polar Distance, B, L, PME, GBM, Bright, Large, Pretty Much Extended, Gradually brighter toward the middle. Sweep the 24th of April 3, 1826. Raw 12 H 26 meters 51.9s. NPD 74 D 34. 2. 1830.0. PB. R. BM. 60. Pretty bright. Round. Brighter toward the middle. 60. Diameter. Sweep 422. April 28, 1832. Raw 12 H 26 meters 52.0s, NPD 74 D 33, 40, 1830.0, B, R, PSLBM, 60, bright, round, pretty suddenly little brighter toward the middle, 60, diameter, JH as M91 candidate, H1367 equals M.91, Sweep 243, March 24, 1830. Raw 12H 29 meters zeros plus slash. NPD 75D 17, plus slash. 1830.0. Upright asterisk 9 meters. And 2 or 3 smaller. Close by the B star and SP it. Is a small well-defined body which may be a closed double star, and NP is also a F neb. The place set down is that of Messier's 91st neb, but I do not think this can be that object, whose existence even seems questionable. A bright star of 9th magnitude, and 2 or 3 smaller, close by the bright star and south preceding SW, of it, is a small well-defined body which may be a closed double star, and north preceding NW, is also a faint nebula. The place set down is that of Messier's 91st nebula, but I do not think this can be that object, whose existence even seems questionable. Dreyer states that H1367 doesn't exist, and identified it with H1362 equals HIII.602, NGC4571. H1362 equals HIII.602. Sweep the 24th of April 3rd. 1826, Raw 12H 28 meters 28.4s, NPD 74D 48, 12, 1830.0, VF, PL, E, VGBM, attached like a tail to a star, place that of the asterisk, see Fig 66, very faint, pretty large, extended, very gradually brighter toward the middle, attached like a tail to a star, place that of the star. See Fig. 66. Smythe, from the description of M88, has its erroneous position from Messier in a chart, in the immediate nebulous neighborhood, of 88 Messier. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC3093. GC3093 equals H1345 equals HII.120, Ri 12H 28 meters 22.7s, NPD 74D43. 45.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, L, Lim, LBM 5 observations by W. and J. Herschel, bright, large, little extended, little brighter toward the middle, JH as M91 candidate, GC3120, H1367, GC3120 equals H1367. M91, Ri 12H 30 meters 30.8s, NPD 75D26, 55.8, 1860.0, NP. This place is F neb, not M.91, whose existence, one observation by W. and J. Herschel, north preceding this place is a faint nebula. This is not M.91, whose existence is doubtful. Dreyer states that GC3120 equals H1367 doesn't exist, and identified it with GC3113 equals H1362 equals HIII.602, and GC4571. GC3113 equals H1362 equals HIII.602, Ri 12H 29 meters 59.1s. NPD 74D58, 8.1, 1860.0, VF, L, E, VGBM, CB asterisk K2 observations by W. and J. Herschel, very faint, large, extended, very gradually brighter toward the middle, considerably bright star attached, remark, figure in PT33JH1833, plate VI, Fig 66. Dreyer, and GC4548, and GC4548 equals GC3093 equals H1345 equals HII.120, Ri 12H 28 meters 23s, NPD 74D43.8, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, L, Lim, LBM. Equals M91 bright, large, little extended, little brighter toward the middle. JH as M91 candidate, and GC4571. and GC4571 equals GC3113 equals H1367 equals HIII.602, M91, DA, RI12H29 meters 50s, NPD75D1.7, 1860.0, VF, L, E, VGBM, asterisk 9NFNR. Equals like 3588, very faint, large, extended, very gradually brighter toward the middle, a star of ninth magnitude is nearby north following NU, remark, 4571, M91, 12H 30 meters 30s, 75D 30, 1781 March 18th, NEB without stars, must have been a comet, HJH, found NP north proceeding. NW, the place F faint, NEB open square bracket ULA, which he calls H1367, the place of which he did not determine, it was doubtless HIII.602 equals H1362, which he had not seen in the same sweep, figure in PT33JH1833, plate XIV, Fig 66, William C. Williams. Identification of M91 from a letter by William C. Williams to the editor, Sky and Telescope, December 1969, p. 369. It can be simply demonstrated that the lost Messier object M91 is very probably the galaxy NGC4548, at right ascension 12H32M.9, declination plus 14D46, 1950 coordinates. As Owen Gingerich pointed out in his article The Missing Messier Objects, Sky and Telescope, October, 1960, page 196, 1091 was the last of a group of eight nebulae observed by Charles Messier on the night of March 18, 1781. The French astronomer described it as a nebula without stars, and fainter than M90 he gave its position as 12H 26 meters 28s, plus 14D 57. 06, precess to 1950, this is 12H35M.0, plus 14D02, in what follows, 1950 coordinates are used. My solution of the puzzle assumes that Messier determined the position of NGC4548 by measuring its right ascension and declination relative to those of the nearby galaxy M89, since there are no suitable reference stars in the vicinity. NGC 4548 12H32M.9 plus 14D46, 1089 12H33M.1 plus 12D50. Difference, 0M.2 plus 1D56. It is further assumed that, in calculating the coordinates of the new object, by mistake he applied the observed differences to M58, a ninth magnitude galaxy Messier had recorded 2 years earlier. M58 12H35M.1 plus 12D05, difference, 0M.2 plus 1D56, 1091, 12H34M.9 plus 14D01, it reproduces the Messier position to 0M.1 in right ascension and 1, in declination. The Scalnate Pleso Atlas catalog gives the visual magnitudes of NGC 4548 and M90 as 10.8 and 10.0, respectively. This checks with Messier's statement that M91 was the fainter of the two. The same source gives the size of NGC 4548 as 3.7 by 3.2 minutes of arc. Content Karasiev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21st. 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.